Preface. The opulent night sky was ablaze with sparkling stars, the familiar constellations easily identified by their various shapes and sizes. The North Star was fixed in the heavens, its light steady, a beacon to follow as one headed home. The falling star's path was seen for miles as the brilliant white streak of light moved across the evening sky. There were those who believed the gods were angry and feared the worst. But those who followed the new religion did not believe in superstitions and omens, and they often searched for the uncommon metal left to the bottom of the crater after the star had collided with the earth. A sword forged from the heavenly remnants proved to be a formidable weapon, and plated armor and shields made from the rare material were thought to be impenetrable. A slight chill and rising mist created an eerie atmosphere around the keep, sitting atop the hill, as a dense fog crept slowly over the valley below the magnificent fortress. Most of the inhabitants traded the wooden benches in the great hall for the comfort of their fur-covered beds, while dying embers cast a warm glow for the young couples that still lingered beneath the cloudless sky. Aurelius walked throughout the valley once the sun set. He conferred with his men, who guarded the secret entrance that kept the sanctuary safe from the heathen, who still plundered and pillaged the land. But he willingly traded the camaraderie he shared with his brothers-in-arms for the love bestowed upon a husband by his wife. Aurelius crossed the courtyard, heading for the keep. He gazed upon the open sea as moonbeams bounced along the rippling waves while looking across the starlit heavens in search of the North Star. Arista added more wood to the dying fire before covering her children with a warm blanket. She grabbed a cloak to keep the night chill from penetrating her bones and left the room quietly to join her husband.
"Are the children sleeping?" Aurelius questioned.
Arista nodded as Aurelius tenderly kissed her scarred face and held her tightly in his arms. She no longer hid behind a veil, nor did she shy away from her husband's touch. Arista was apprehensive when she rested her head against his shoulder and trembled when she saw the falling star disappear into the darkness of the surrounding mountains.
"Perhaps this night your star will return your memory. Would you want me still, once you remember?"
"How could I not want you? I owe you my life."
"One day the star will take you from me and our children. It beckons you to return to your world."
Aurelius held her tightly while silently watching the flaming celestial bodies race across the horizon. Elizabeth found her brother, Serdic, with Lord Bayon, atop the wall walk. She was thankful for their love and support during the difficult months after word reached the citadel that the king's envoy to the Welsh court had been attacked. She clearly remembered the day when the horse that carried the young boy dropped dead before Lord Bayon and Thomas, Lord Richard's adviser. She recalled her anxiety when the lad informed them of the carnage, and her fear when he spoke of the dead and gravely wounded. She did not deny her husband had vanished. What she did deny was the presumption that he had been slain. Tears swelled when she remembered how Lord Bayon and her brother never left her side during her long and difficult birthing, and their concern when she cried out Stephen's name and begged to die. She recalled the healer's fright when she pointed to the Lord's angel who, she swore, stood before her, and their obvious relief when the boy that she named Gabriel finally entered the world. Elizabeth was thankful for the king's benevolence when he pardoned her brother. She was also grateful to Bishop Thurlac when he granted Serdic a full dispensation to leave the contemplative cloistered life for other worldly pursuits. Elizabeth could never repay Lord Bayon for his kindness and protection. She was aware, as were most, of his undying love and devotion. She was appreciative of Lord Bayon's friendship,
but she kept praying that one day he would be able to love another. The men silently watched the bright, colorful fireballs raining upon the earth. Elizabeth did not pay attention to the brilliant particles that lit the evening sky, but kept her sight upon the steady, dim light of the North Star, transfixed in its position.
"Do you think Stephen gazes upon our star this night?"
she asked her brother.
"It has been more than 2 summers, yet you still keep your vigil," Serdic gently said.
"My heart knows that he lives, and one day he will return to me and our son."